Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, because of my slight detour, I went 2¾ miles.
Nice. We'll just do five. We'll just do the little...
Let's do it.
Do the little routine.
Let's do it now.
Yes, let's go off.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Robert.
I'm completely relaxed and this is my normal voice. Hello, Ren and Comedy. I was just saying before we started recording there that we both cleaned ourselves up a bit since last week's first socially distanced run back together. You've had a haircut and a shave.
Well,
I don't normally see this kind of head work unless you're doing a marathon.
I went to sit with a mate in his garden last night.
Right.
And we had a few drinks.
And he shaved your head?
And he gave me a haircut.
I see.
Which I think I sort of got away with it. It could have gone so wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was at the stage where I just said, just do whatever you want with it. And he took it quite seriously.
You know, it's just an knob jockey across the back.
He took his revenge. No, and it feels a lot
haircut
better.
Shot. Oh, it's always nice to have a haircut, isn't it? You think, oh, I don't need it, and then you get one.
Yeah, it's one of those lockdown things, isn't it? A lot of people have got old clippers.
Well, I told you, because
I've got the clippers out.
I've got clippers from before.
Yeah.
You know, from when I used to cut my own hair when I was a teenager.
Right.
And then I'd be grade one all round the back and sides.
Right.
And then just a big pile of hair on the top.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. But I was quite good at it.
Have you touched your hair up well during lockdown?
I cut. I'm due my second cut.
It looks all right, I must say.
Yeah, it's going out okay. But I was like falling off a bike in that I was on my hands and knees going, ah!
Right.
No, I was on my hands and knees in the front hall of my house.
Right.
Over a newspaper, because I'm really obsessive about all the hair, you see.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
that's fair enough.
And in my pants. For the same reason.
It's funny, my mate was being a bit obsessive about the hair last night.
Weren't
which
you in
is
the
totally
garden?
Fair enough. We're in the garden, yeah.
I've got to say that if he was cutting your hair, did he ever with the clippers on the end of a 2 metre stick?
Yes.
I've seen the floor in this plan. Yeah.
No, they weren't, no.
The funny thing when I cut my hair was that my daughter.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, absolutely wonderful, but pretty much peak 13.
Yes.
One of her friends, similar mode.
Yeah.
Was outside and they were catching up pavement to window, you know.
Right.
And I think if either of them had known that her dad was just behind the front door on his hands and knees in his pants, it would have cramped their social style a little
Instagram
bit.
Instagram moment. So this is your first time up the old...
First time I've been here since
Parkland Lane,
a
long time, isn't it?
It's the season. We've skipped a season.
Yeah.
As my wife said yesterday, you know when summer's arrived, it's when the BBC start broadcasting Spring Watch.
Right.
It's incredible how late they put that
on. I've been here every day.
You go first.
And,
thanks.
Obviously.
Sorry, did you hear that little one there?
What did you say?
They're all running. They're all running.
Obviously, this has been a...
it's been your life work.
Well, it's been a dance, a battleground, a meeting of cultures.
A place to kick dogs and
sometimes it's been really quiet. Sometimes it hasn't. Yeah. Today's... It's sort of moderate, isn't it? This is quite busy, I'd imagine.
I think it's really busy, but equally there's that funny thing, I think I might have said it the other day, that the social distancing in London...
I saw your lad last night. Yeah, he was on good form, yeah. He was good, good to see him.
I think that the lockdown social distancing in London has kind of grown into the wood. So
yes. Yeah.
It's a kind of almost... counterintuitive but natural blend of people out and about doing their stuff but giving each other their space in a fairly effortless way.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't like that at the beginning. Everyone was so edgy about it.
But also assessing who looks like they're more stressed about it than others.
Well, that's the other thing, is we've all learned a little language of, like,
yes,
what other people can do, what places are going to be tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's all...
There's a little micro... nuances, isn't it? You can tell.
And the other thing is really micro, because it's different all across London.
Yeah.
I'm realising. Yeah. We were chatting to some neighbours yesterday, and he's had a kidney transplant.
Right.
So they're full on.
Yeah, of course.
Years ago, she's totally healthy.
Yeah.
But they're completely shielding and so on.
Yes.
And we were just talking about this park in, just in South London, I think.
Right.
And their friends live opposite.
Yeah.
And it's empty. No one goes.
Right.
And honestly, Clissold Park looks like Glastonbury.
You couldn't move. You couldn't.
I wouldn't want to go near it, let alone in it.
It was so, well. That's why we ended up in a mate's garden yesterday. We were going to go to the park, but it seems you're going to be safer in a garden.
It's almost more busy.
Yeah, it was
because
very...
people haven't got other places to
yeah,
to
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But anyway, and it's also lovely. The thing, and I think we should talk about this very much in relation to running and the BBC Spring Watch, is it's summer. Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good for the soul.
It's going to be a long, sunny week, isn't it?
Yeah.
All told.
And do you know what?
Looking forward to.
The funny thing about it is, running-wise, I really think that... You know when you kind of talk about what you want from life, from running, and then you don't think about it anymore, and then years later you think, oh, I just think only literally in the last fortnight or so, I'm feeling what it's like to enjoy running like you like running. And
right.
What I mean is, you know, that the kind of natural default run is a long, slowish run in the heat.
Right.
You know, which I've always kind of rejected, really. Because I worry about getting hot and sweaty.
Right.
But I think that my... I was saying to you the other day that I've kind of started going 9, 10, 11 miles rather than 7.
Yes.
And the weather's been lovely.
Yeah.
I found a kind of natural, slower pace, which is faster than talking pace.
Yeah.
But is by no means parkrun pace. And suddenly I turn around and instead of going, how am I going to fit in the miles to get to my 30 a week, I'm going, oh, I've done 30.
Yeah, that's great.
And without sort of noticing.
That's great, yeah.
And what about your running? So you just do this 5 every day still?
Well, no, I'm running like 5 times a week and doing about 30 miles a week. I just did 30 last week.
Yeah.
I didn't do a long run last weekend, actually.
Yeah.
I got a bit... I didn't drink all week, and then I made up for it a bit Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
And I went out, I set out for a long run on Sunday, and then I saw Rachel halfway around my run.
Yeah.
And I had another run like that as well. Hey, mate. Well, I just hadn't quite...
Sorry.
I'd never really started. I'd never really settled into my run.
Yeah, so you just say forget it.
And I was doing this long run, I thought... I'll just walk with my wife and the dog.
Yeah, good.
I'll just forget it. I just gave up on this.
Yeah,
torturous.
Well, you know.
Yeah. And
interesting that would happen at the weekend as well, because I had a similar thing on Saturday. But go on.
But it just felt great. It felt good to just give up on it.
Yeah,
it felt good to just walk in the sun with my wife and dog.
I think it's really important at this stage.
Here we go.
Particularly as you managed your long Sunday run, and I was never going to do one. Thank you. To spend a moment here thinking about the fantastic story of Richard Booth. Did you see this?
No.
he set off. He was going to get out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And do 16 miles.
Right.
And didn't really feel it, but he was committed. And so he went out there. We're never going to get past these guys, are we? Excuse me. So he got up early on Sunday.
Yeah.
And just went straight out without having breakfast or anything.
Yeah.
Thought, I'll use running commentary to help me get round. Quite right. Good use
right,
of running
nice,
commentary.
Nice, yeah.
And he saw that there was a big two-parter from a while ago.
Right.
Where we interviewed Sienna Miller. So he downloaded those.
Yeah.
And out he went, running and fighting it quite a lot, but staying with it.
Yeah.
Ran a long way.
Yeah.
Without, you know, really enjoying it, but being distracted and enjoying the podcast.
Yeah.
But thinking, I still haven't heard from that impressive celebrity guest. And then,
I was going to say,
in the end, he, after running, I think, into double figures, he got his phone out and had a look. 16 miler.
Right. It was, I must say, I know I'm a little bit hungover this morning, but
yeah, I think we
hope
that.
I'd remember when we interviewed Sienna Miller. Yeah. How disappointing.
Yeah, she said no over and over. Must have been. Yeah. The funny thing is, it's like a little blooming parable about running, because by the time Richard cracked the code, he'd done the run.
Yeah, yeah.
So, damn it. They did get me round.
I'm having a fair few people reach out and say they want to try and do fast marathons and thing and chatting off the book. It's quite...
Yeah.
It's hard to offer any real advice at the moment, isn't it?
Because yeah.
We're still in this kind of eventless limbo.
Yeah.
And it's just...
I thought that our friend you had a chat with online, and I think that you were clear and you had a good conversation, so I would only offer it in the widest sense of things. But you're saying I'm running a bit. Used to run a lot, but I'm just running a bit now. I haven't really got time to do that many runs, but I like it. I might run a 3-hour marathon like
the
you.
The trucker, the guy, the trucker.
Yeah. And I just feel like saying... Need a couple more rungs on your ladder. You got to be careful not to literally shoot for the moon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine, nice guy, good runner, and he's the closest thing I've got to. You know how when you run around here, you see people you know, and
right.
I haven't got many of those.
Right.
Because I don't know my local runners. It's a different kind of scene. Anyway, but there is this one guy.
Yeah.
Who
Hello, mate.
Well done. That's good hill cycling.
Hi, mate. Cheers, bruv.
Sorry, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Anyway, I remember chatting to him. He was running, I was running, we got talking.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got to do a London Marathon in a few weeks. And he said, I don't really want to do that big event. I'd rather do the 44 miles over, I think it was a mountain, Skiddaw or the North York Moors.
Right, okay.
Yeah. It was a 44-mile event anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing at the moment? He's like, oh, yeah, like 10Ks. You know, and you just think, it's valid. But if you are going to do that, you really need to put some blooming tent poles in your plan. Do you know what I mean? Particularly as I think that because it's very difficult. It's like I am with kind of TV programs. I will take other people's experience as my experience.
Right.
So I'll go like, I don't really need to see The Wire because everyone thinks it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And these guys are like, well, I don't really need to just get round a marathon because everyone else has done that.
Right.
I'll do a double marathon.
Sub-3
marathon. It's like, you can't leapfrog that experience because it is not your experience.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's graded, isn't it? It's like the trucker guy is great. He's obviously a natural runner. He's done like a 21-minute 5K.
Oh, he's absolutely...
From 2 runs a week. He's obviously
He's ready to get on the training road for this, definitely.
It's just it's just mileage, isn't it? And also combining it with what I assume to be a long-distance trucking lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is...
Well, he was saying, yeah, I don't know how...
It can't be easy.
I don't know how I'd fit the runs in for that. It's like, well, then you're not going to be able to do that. You know, you can't do it without the miles.
No, you can't, no. But it was good to... It's just good to chat to people, isn't it? And people coming at it from different angles, you know.
But I do think, I feel it's very, I feel very kind of organic, biological, seasonal at the moment.
Yeah.
But I do think that, I feel it all coming together, you know, the summer, and the weather and abandoning training but trying to keep fitness, I feel my body kind of shifting around to go, so we just run far in the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the question with that is, what will it say in the autumn, you know what I mean?
Well,
and also I know that I would say, like, I don't think the New York Marathon will happen. And I also don't know how or if I'd go there to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if it was happening, I know from experience that even though right now I think I could probably turn up and do all right, that wouldn't be true.
Yeah. You need your long runs.
You need your long runs.
And you also...
The first half of it would be great.
You also need airfare.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, totally. Around the collapse, the total collapse of income.
Yes.
Although you've been offered a couple of gigs.
Yeah.
Some car gigs.
Some listeners will be interested to note, from last week we were talking about these drive-through gigs.
Yeah.
And I got offered a couple of different ones, different promoters.
Right.
In different places. And of course, it makes you realise that there are some drive-through cinemas in the UK. Not
yes.
many.
Yeah.
But they do exist. And without, you know... hanging up the promoters outside the town. The different offers were different levels of
wedge.
Quality of gig and of remuneration.
Right.
But, just let this car go. And, I have to say, I'm going to sound like a real ponce now.
Go for it.
But I could, like you say, I really could do with remuneration, particularly from the one that's looking to really pay.
Yeah.
And if the... I also want to do gigs.
Yeah.
And go to other cities and stuff.
Yes.
But I tell you, part of me does want to embrace the ecology of the lockdown. You know, my daughter is an environmental activist.
Right, okay.
And she's not wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that in the wider scheme of things, as a man who hasn't even got a car.
Yeah.
You know, I literally wouldn't be able to get to these drive-through gigs.
Yeah.
They're not next to railway stations.
Well, I was
the idea of these. I'm going down.
That's caught me before.
I fell over.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sorry, mate.
That's
all.
Don't touch me.
That's caught me out right before that. That very sweet. It's that route there. Take your photo, mate. Because
I think we should get in touch with the council.
That needs
taken out.
Because it's just as you start to adjust your eye line to look at the it's just as you start to look to the horizon for people coming through in that direction.
On the other hand, if you look at it here, it looks apologetic.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going like this.
And then you go, arse over tit.
I'm sorry.
I'm just a little root.
But as people, as listeners will know, I had time to tell you I was falling over because it was so gentle, but it wasn't gentle enough
for me to not
fall over.
I know, it's awful when you know you're a slow fall over.
I haven't fallen over for ages. So glad you were here for that.
I've fallen over a few times. You okay?
Yeah. Thank you for reaching out to help me, but then...
Realising,
stopping yourself. You didn't.
Yeah.
I thought for a minute you were going to cut my hair.
No.
Oh, there's nobody here, is there?
No, there isn't. It's absolutely gorgeous, isn't it?
Incredible.
I was just about to offer...
Do you know, it's strange. It's really interesting for me to come here. Aren't you gorgeous? I think I hear a woodpecker.
It's absolutely heavenly, isn't it?
It's to remind myself that when we came here last, it was before the lockdown.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and you have to recognise that my idea of a green space is very much governed by Clissold Park.
Yes.
I'm realising now that it's like the busiest place in Britain.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, on the part of the way this morning, it was more busy than it usually is. It's been very quiet, especially at this time.
Maybe it's half term.
I was just about to... offer my services as a driver.
Yeah. But the thing is, and I don't, you know, I'm not an evangelist for this stuff, and I do want the money. So, but I do, you know, when I see people with their engines running.
Yeah.
I tell them to turn their engines off.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And they're saying, we can sell these to 400 cars. It just feels a bit off message to me.
And they'd have their engines running. Yeah, that's... Mate, I tell you what, I'm not at all an evangelist, but I'd struggle with that.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't feel comfy with it.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're probably not supposed to have their engines running. But you need your engine running, right? Because that's going to run the radio.
Isn't that semi-illegal?
I don't know.
Here we go. She's all right.
Whatever it is, it's not great.
Yeah.
But the complicated thing about it is, you know, I do want to... still have a job.
Yeah, yeah,
totally. And this is one of the few circumstances where,
do you want to come down?
From a performance point of view, it might work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I haven't...
It's okay.
One of them I said I haven't got a car and it's not that much money on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
And the other one I haven't got back to yet.
Yeah, having a little think.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing that old...
I mean, they're a promoter who I would like to see host us touring if right. and when people yes. go to
it's a normal,
normal venues for comedy gigs. So maybe... Yeah. They would rather do that, you know, the two, if the two could in any way be played off against each other, I'd wait until they could see us playing venues that you can go to yes. without it feeling like a Pixar movie.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Could you go? Could you go?
I mean, I actually think that you could, it's a sentence I never thought I'd hear myself say. You could do okay in driving gigs.
Well, I think... You know? Well, one of them was
it
saying...
It suits your style more than mine.
I'm going for musical acts because we don't know if we're going to have screens.
Right.
And so anything that would work sort of well on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately...
It's a massive pig's ear, isn't it?
And it's a simplistic take, you know.
Yeah,
I really like that video of the set I did in Brighton. I'm still hoping to get more of it out on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And... Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. And I just notice how much of, certainly my enjoyment of my gigs, if not the actual laughs, comes from the eyebrow work.
Yeah, messing about.
In between and after the jokes.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
So.
Just having fun
with
it.
It might seem on paper the fact that I do music jokes with work at a drive-thru, but it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it's almost like, and I know people have got to work and people want to keep the industry going and we don't know how long it's going to, it's almost like I'm hoping this whole thing will be a bit of a embarrassing, slightly awkward interlude.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be part of it, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand comics got to earn, I understand promoters. And the good thing about it is that a lot of these gigs are selling well.
Yeah, yeah.
And that shows there's still a thirst
people
for,
want it. Yeah,
for comedy.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is fantastic. Fantastic.
So, talking of a thirst.
Fantastic.
So, you've completely given up drinking, yeah?
Well, I've managed to stay off it all last week.
That's impressive.
It was deeply impressive, yeah. And then, thank you.
Thank you.
And then I succumbed on Friday, but didn't get too drunk, and then succumbed on Saturday. Didn't get too drunk, but the combination of two nights not getting too drunk meant I felt pretty bad on Sunday. Day off Sunday, last night, two bottles of Prosecco and Orange.
That's the trouble with bank holidays.
It's the trouble with Prosecco and Orange, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not the only trouble. Jesus, what were you drinking that for?
It goes down too smooth, bruv.
To be fair,
I don't feel too bad, actually.
I think my wife abandoned a glass of the same stuff yesterday.
It's way.
So I was just going to go for a shortcut there, but that's a pond.
It's way different to the bottle of two bottles of red wine hangover. It's way less heavy. It's a bit sugary and stupid, but it's not as
it's not like
metaphysically confrontational
yes,
as a
I think that's
as
valid.
A four as a two 14%ers.
Here we go.
Thank you.
So, well, I've got to tell you, full
disclosure.
Confession time.
Hey, up, mate.
Okay, there we go.
Worry.
Sorry. Oh, he got too far.
Just a little kid.
Same haircut as you.
Stranded.
He was just starting off with all of them, and the others had peeled off, partly to look in the woods and partly to let us through. And he just suddenly realised it was like the offside trap, wasn't it?
He was like a little mini me caught in a no man's land.
And then he just
turned
back. He stayed cool. Mum, have you just transmorphed into two old blokes with headsets on? Hello! Hello!
Come back!
It's the guy in Midnight Run says. The kid, actually. Who are you guys? I do think Midnight Run is absolutely stupendous. Scene where Jack Walsh goes and sees his ex-wife. It's one of the best scenes in cinema.
What film was this now?
Midnight Run.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
I've been watching it again, and sometimes I think because of passage of time and Morning Magpie. It won't pass the Bechdel test, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is ultimately a film with old blokes running around and cars and guns and stuff. But it's such a witty...
The dialogue's fantastic.
Oh, and the gentle, the sarcasm, the humour, you know?
Grodin's...
There's a bit where after the car crash, De Niro asks Grodin, he says, "Are you all right?" And Grodin says... "Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm enjoying it." That rhythm, it's so low-key.
Yeah.
It's been excellent.
And it's so like Mates, isn't it? So
can
Mates.
Can we see any other corollary between Midnight Run and the Running Commentary podcast?
Yeah.
93 bottles of beer on the wall.
So this is a great morning. So you've had a decentish week, have you? What's about your weekend? What have you been up to?
Well, so
what's about your weekend?
That's it, talking.
He said.
Oh no, he's losing his skills.
Just post. just after chatting about great dialogue. What's about your weekend then?
Talky
blah,
talk.
Blah de blah de blah. Hungover.
It's not a bad hangover with the. It's a kind of sugar with. If I just.
Here we go. We can do it. We can do it.
I was too silly. Those people are going to think I'm a bad lockdowner. So I didn't have a serious face.
Yeah.
Look at us going.
Should we go this way, do it the other way?
Yeah, good.
What do you reckon?
Look at you.
I mean, we're still going to face.
I'm going to go a bit further because I'm getting all gate. All gate.
Yeah.
So nice. Thank you. Nice to be here.
We're joggers. We're the joggers, yes. We are. We're the puffers.
Oh, no, we
yes.
never huff and puff.
But we always give distance. We always respectfully give distance. We don't want to encroach on your space.
Well, Steve, we're going to have to edit that because you couldn't hear that lady, but she was basically saying, there is one kind of jogger. And she's right. There's a type of jogger who just runs straight through. But
no, there is. She's basically she wanted to say, I hate joggers.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We didn't give her the chance because we were so reasonable.
We were already social looking distance. After her before she saw we'd even arrived.
And she
yes!
Had, she had a walking stick. She was saying, so I've taken to carrying one of these. I'm sure it was. I had a sword inside it.
Yeah, there was like a nail sticking out of one end, wasn't there? And then she said, Deering, you look dusty. Yeah. Did you take a tumble in the woods?
Do I recognise you from Celebrity Mastermind?
Oh, yeah, I won that. Thanks, sir. God, people are always bringing it up.
I call them the huffers and puffers. Then I shoot them in the head.
She can hear
bless her. It has been a culture war, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And you actually... mentioned that on Twitter the other day, the perception of joggers as dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. But it is like cyclists who jump the lights. People are aware of the bad ones.
Yeah.
And there are
yes,
bad ones.
Absolutely.
Because of that thing where if you're... people forget the lines between different things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, social distancing in a queue but not in a shop. Or, running past someone in the opposite direction and not realising somehow because it's the opposite direction.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So you just go, or a cyclist just near the pavement. I understand.
And also, respect for age, isn't it? Because that's what this whole thing has
yes.
been about, really, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
She is older.
That is pretty fundamental to the dialogue. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So listen, you were saying about Friday. I had a really good week's running last week.
Yeah.
Good weather. Naturally leading to high mileage.
Right, nice.
Feeling good about it. And as I said, I felt a bit stiff and sluggish the week before. So it was a bit of a comeback.
Yeah.
And so heading into the weekend, heading towards my fast 5K on Saturday, I'd actually already done over 30 miles. I mean, obviously, one is allowed to run further.
Yes.
So that's my
that's your
line at the moment.
Yes.
You know? Anyway, I went out on... Friday and did the run that I've it's like the Leafy Streets run,
right,
which is both the run I tended to do when we were doing our remote recording and the run I do with my wife.
Right.
It's absolutely lovely. We have a great time and it's a really nice run for a chat. Anyway, on Friday I did it on my own.
Yeah.
It is not nearly as good for that.
Right.
Because it's fussy.
Right.
There's loads of little backwards and forwards. And I realise that you do kind of get in your own head. The
enjoyable
houses of stuff going on and everything. Just less interesting to me running out on my own, you know?
Yeah.
So, plus, I wasn't overly feeling it, and it was quite a sort of windy, hay fevery day, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, so I kind of wrestled with this run and didn't really enjoy it. Should let this person go past. And so I was, yeah, I kind of fought it, you know what I mean? And I was going quite fast as well.
Right.
Okay. It was really hot. That's right.
Yeah.
So I went in the heat going like sort of race pace. Started
race pace.
Wheezing and sneezing and
race pace.
Feeling like I had nature all in my throat. Realising that this little run I knew was exactly 10K wasn't nearly as much fun when I wasn't having a chat.
Yeah.
But then I had to finish it.
Right.
So it was kind of quite, actually completely different to what you were saying about stopping and walking with Rachel. Because I was more like Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting. I chose the wrench.
Right.
You know? I thought, I'm not enjoying this. And I got my head down and had a really good time not enjoying
it. Through it. Yeah.
I needed it.
It's funny, those runs that you never enjoy, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They do come, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I would say 90% of runs you can run through and it takes you out of the warm-up and then you really get into it. But every now and again, you just never enjoy it.
Yeah, sometimes 25, 30 miles.
Yeah.
Well, never more than 22, it's 0.2. And then other times, just out in the heat and you just cruise.
Yeah.
Like the South Downs or the one that was a couple of days ago, it was the anniversary of our run along the Ridgeway.
Here we go. I think we can go down here,
actually. What an incredible day that was.
Come into the pasture.
So
did you do your Saturday 5K?
Well, no, I tell you, because what happened then was, I got back and I thought, well, okay, that's a 10K run.
Yeah.
And I didn't do my fastest ever, but it was racy pace. Right. You know, I think I did it in less than 46 minutes.
Right, yeah, that's...
So that's like a 10K, you know, event.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, that's funny, because the only time I would ever not do a park run on a Saturday morning would be if I was doing a 10K on a Saturday morning.
Right.
And I thought, well, I should do that one of these Saturdays. Run 10K instead of 5.
Yeah.
As fast as I can, you know. Having just done it, but not really thinking about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Friday evening, I made myself my
cocktail.
It's my second vodka martini of the week. First one was a bit strong. Too much, not enough. I chilled it so well that it hadn't been watered down at all. I mean, it was really cold. It was just solid vodka. So I managed to get a little bit more meltwater into this Friday one.
Nice.
And it really was stupendous.
Sounds good.
Still, so it tasted really smooth. It's still, of course, solid vodka.
Right.
And just as I was sitting down to enjoy that with a game of cards with my wife and son, my mum phoned.
Right.
Which was great, you know, good old chat with her. We had a real catch-up, actually. Spoke for ages. It was all very jolly. But phone conversation finished. Cocktails finished too. So I made another one.
There we go.
That's a terrible mistake. You just don't need two vodka-based cocktails. There's never a time when you do. There's one, defense mechanism in this circumstance, which is that you're much more likely to spill subsequent martinis.
Right. Yeah.
But in this case, I didn't.
The only saving grace.
I spilt both martinis entirely inside my body. And then, of course, inhibitions down. Drank lager for the rest of the evening.
And then you're away.
Oh, my word.
You're away then.
And even in the context of us worrying about our hangovers and drinking during the lockdown, it was one for the books.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I just woke up on Saturday with a kind of all bets are off hangover.
Right.
You know, I just woke up and it was so funny because I didn't even make the decision not to run my fast 5K.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was just like, well, of course not.
This wasn't anywhere.
And I had to configure distant memories of hotel rooms to work out what the hell I was going to do with myself.
Right.
Because that's it. You basically, you know, this is after nights in comedy clubs on the cheap wine. And... But this time it was great because my wife was there and she was, it was very amusing to her.
Right.
She was teasing me mercilessly. And meanwhile, it was, I was just on that, on a curve, you know. I had a 5 minute, I think, well, I'm fine. Do you know what I'm going to do? Maybe I will go for a run. I'm certainly going to get some shopping. And then 5 minutes after that, I don't know who I am. I'm sorry to everyone. And so on, backwards and forwards all day long.
I don't know about you, but my first...
It was religious.
My first feeling nowadays when I wake up is... did I do anything stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
With my phone while I was drunk? Do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
Did I get involved in any kind of thing that I'm going to regret?
I sent an important... See how there's more people there than usual? It's because they've got no other place to go. If we were normally here, there wouldn't be anyone there, would there? And fair enough, everyone's all spaced out. But it looks like the end of Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, so...
Everybody's out.
Yeah, so it's that sort of... Yeah, did I avoid a row that I regret on social media or something?
Yeah,
do you
that's
know what
right.
I mean?
And sometimes the worst... It's where you think that you don't think that straight away, and then when you do think it, you think, "Oh my God!"
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I said that thing at that.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. You sort of you forget, and then you remember, then you feel so stupid, don't you?
Yeah.
And yet, at the time, it felt so liberating.
I had an incredible one like that as a teenager, where I mean, just I can't even begin to tell you what happened the night before, but it wasn't good. I went to town the next day. I don't mean went to town. I mean I went into the town.
Yeah.
And I thought, maybe I'm getting away with it. You know, friends are saying hello and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, the second or third person I got to, it's just not to be too grumpy, but just since we got to the stretch of woods, which, by the way, are in a slightly posh area, the quality of whether we're expected to get out of the way has changed completely, hasn't it?
Oh, what, in terms of...
That old couple.
The icy stare.
Yeah, they wanted... We'd like hid in a bush so they could keep on walking on exactly the trajectory they were on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And they still reserved the right to look at us like we were horrible.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Like,
and then like, just before that, the guy doing yoga, he was just crouching in the middle of the path in a way that meant we had to kind of climb around him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So get out in the field, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, stop a second. It's all happening.
It's all right.
Thank you.
So you were saying you went into town?
Oh, yeah. This is me, teenage year. And thinking, yeah, everyone's forgotten. And Nazi, second or third person to see me, said, oh, here's Puka.
It's like being in a really sort of... tragic teen movie, isn't it? You go to town and people are just looking at you in that way with a kind of weird half grin.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're waiting for people to fill you in on your evening.
Yeah. But that's one of the great advantages or disadvantages of the lockdown is generally you haven't embarrassed yourself in a social situation.
Yes.
Certainly if you haven't been online.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You've got away with it.
I'm getting better at that though. I'm getting better at realizing how dangerous that is.
Yeah.
You know.
And also, not being the only one, I mean, sometimes one does look at dear friends online and go, oh, so-and-so's had a drink.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so Saturday was a proper, almost luxurious write-off for me. And my family were a brilliant blend of understanding and ridiculing.
Yeah.
Just exactly right. They were like my conscience.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's that sort of waste of time, isn't it, that gets to you, isn't it? Even though there's nothing much to, of course, there's nothing much to do and nowhere really to go, you still feel it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you wake up in the morning and your first thought is, how can this day end? Yeah. You know.
I will never feel better.
I just want to wake up and this day's gone and I'm feeling better.
I realised, going back to what it's like in hotels, I mean, sometimes that would be a run. It would never be a fast, hard run. But I've certainly crawled out.
Yeah.
After, you know, just sitting in front of the telly, yes, shuddering all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crawled,
yeah,
out in the early afternoon. It's basically, if I was in a hungover hotel room at a comedy weekend, the combo would be run and eat.
Yes.
And you can't eat till you've run.
Yeah.
You can't, and you've got to shop. And all those, and those tasks,
yeah,
are enough.
And especially when you feel even more stupid to be hungover in intense heat, don't you?
Yeah.
It feels like a light on your idiocy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like a microscope, you know.
So I didn't do my fast 5K, and I think luckily I was like, honest, literally by chance, I'd run a fast 10K and completed my 30 miles
the day before.
So I, yeah, just kind of hopped aside and skipped the guilt, which otherwise I would have massively overplayed.
Yeah.
You know, I could have got to Saturday night and said, oh, I didn't run my mileage this week. I despise myself. But I had run my mileage.
Right.
So I denied myself that opportunity for self-reflection.
I've been trying to get onto the. You see, if you want to come through, we wait. I've been trying to sort out the Strava thing.
Oh yeah.
When I say try to sort out, I mean I've got a Garmin charger.
Oh, well done.
So I've charged my thing, but I realise now that it's not enough to get that. You've got to get a Garmin Connect on your iPhone and then download something and then put the two together and press loads of buttons. This is going to take me quite a long time.
I think you should admit that you always knew all of these things. I'm not going to say anything because it's like, you can say it to me, but I'm going to,
yeah,
say it again to myself later. All I'll say is that if anyone's looking for you on Strava this week, they'll be lucky.
Don't hold your breath. So you download Garmin Connect on your iPhone. Yeah. Anyway. I've had a look at it. It looked pretty complicated.
Well, it'll be good. I think the main thing is what people said last time is you've got to take what you want from it. You know?
I think we'll go down in, but let's,
yeah,
do this.
Yeah, good. Let's take this. That side. So, yeah, I was pretty lucky with the running. And the one thing I did just to keep up with my upset, as I was saying yesterday when I was planking, I didn't say it while I was planking, I was too busy going, oh, yeah, but about my planking to my wife, I was saying a lack of imagination and stubbornness can really work well with exercise.
Yeah, almost necessary.
And on Saturday, I didn't do anything except my plank, because it just made me up on the week, and it, you know,
yeah,
nearly killed me, but then I'd done it, you know.
A hungover plank.
Go this way. Exciting.
Yeah, can do
that. And I was going to say, the only thing was, I got a message.
Yeah.
It might not have been on Saturday, which helped with the lack of guilt, but I got an email over the weekend. I said, congratulations, Rob. It's your parkrun anniversary. So,
these messages from another life.
Yeah. But did you know, guess how long it is since I did my first parkrun? I can't decide whether it seems longer or less long ago than I thought, but it feels weird.
6 years?
5 years.
Right.
23rd of May.
Right.
2015.
It's hard to think now when it started to really...
You
go first. It's hard to think of when it really started to come in, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of those classic things where... Hiya. Sorry. Thanks. It's one of those things where when we first did it, it felt like everyone was doing it and everyone knew about it already.
Yes.
But
we were late adoptees.
That's what it felt like. But since then,
it's grown massively.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I've done 62 ever, 26 in the last year.
Right.
But my parkruns have really dropped off recently.
Yeah, they have. I don't know. I've noticed them being a lot quieter recently.
Thank you, Marshall.
There's been no Marshalls to thank. I wonder whether we might get some races back in the summer.
Sorry, thanks.
They've started to... Thank you. They've started to open up running tracks.
Yeah. I'd just like to come down to this bit we're just about to get to and to do hill reps up and down the steps.
Yeah.
In the
snoogle. Oh, no, we'll have to take a photo. So
in the snoogle.
People can realise.
I'd like to get up the gibbet.
But we're out of the backs park and forwards. Now. And it, you're right, it was... It is a little bit frosty, isn't it?
I think it's a little bit frosty. There is a bit... I just think Queenswood has been lovely. It's interesting how that lady... She really did like us, and we stopped to have a nice chat. But it was about how runners are the enemy.
It was a sign looking back, wasn't it? The first person we saw in the park was a woman with a weapon chatting about runners.
And how they're bad.
Yeah.
And just interesting, like I was saying, the geography of it. It's not just numbers of people. You know, the attitude in Queenswood is different to the attitude in Highgatewood.
It's a bit more chaotic as well, Queenswood, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a less... There's so many different routes through it.
And it is, like we were saying, it's become a bit of a language. People talk. Yesterday, as a family, we walked around the reservoir, you know. It's really fussy, thank you, to get down to there, you know, and stay distance on a busy, sunny
Monday afternoon.
But you could feel the difference. You know the reservoir that goes out from behind the old climbing centre and then gets to the new houses?
Yeah.
At the end, by the new houses,
just
really busy in a really stressful way.
Yes.
And at the end, by the car park, really busy in a really quiet, easygoing
way. Right, that's interesting.
It's like this, you know, it's like, it's a very fine line. Because it's London, there's blooming people everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a question of whether we're all kind of singing together in a kind of spaced out
harmony. And more and more people are going to come outside, which is what you want, isn't it?
Yeah,
but it's just how it's going to be negotiated.
Do you want to do some hill reps while I get a picture?
This is the location.
But the funny thing is also that this now, because of where we're at in time, there's no one here.
There's no one here now.
If he came here now, he'd be all right. But at that time...
Imagine I was jogging down... Well, let's ruin it. So I'm up there jogging down here with pedestrians in front of me waiting.
Do a jog move. That's you jogging down there. Good. Carry on.
And he's just legging it up there. Yeah. And this is at the peak of it.
This is everyone in London giving the full 2 metres.
Yeah, everyone.
There
everyone
are 2 metres to give.
Quivering in fear. Yeah. But, you know... Trajectories and all that.
It's crazy.
He was ahead of this.
Use that as an excuse to not run up here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's do it because then we can avoid
seeing
people.
One other thing about the planking I was going to mention.
Yeah.
And I think it is worth bringing this convo onto the podcast. Patrick on Twitter was saying, how do we, how do you improve your plank?
Yeah.
And and I said, I use music. And the thing I want to note on here is, if you're the kind of runner who doesn't listen to music, which is a lot of runners, I get that. And that's fine. So ignore that. Don't think that by planking listening to music, you're stepping into my weird world. Because when I'm playing listening to music, I'm using music in a different way to how I use it when I run as well.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's actually...
It's a measuring device.
It's a measuring device and a distraction both at once.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard when you're playing against the clock to just not get caught watching the clock.
Yeah.
So you need something that moves you forward in time in that way whilst distracting you a little, you know? So if you take a good chewy song, I mean, literally, if you're not that into music, then just take something really big and cheesy that you don't even like, you know, but just break it down.
Might work better if you don't like it.
Exactly. You can fight it. That's absolutely great.
It might activate that what you need. Yeah.
And it really makes the difference because what you're trying to do is when you plank, you're going to get to a point every time, particularly if you're trying to do a long plank, which I do partly to get into this psychological wrestle, this getting to a point where you're making your body do more than it wants to do, which is, you know, good training for long runs and
of
so
course,
on.
So here we go. It's another hot spot.
Yeah. How's it looking?
Looks all right.
Okay. So what you're doing is, at some point during the plank, you're going to start thinking about when you can stop.
Yeah.
And the thing is that if you've got a set amount of time, let's say you want to do a minute a day or 3 minutes a day or whatever, then some days you're literally going to want to stop after 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And other days you'll get to 15 seconds off your target and you go, oh, I'm nearly there.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about it is that's like a barometer of, it's almost like the weather of your emotions. It's totally inconsistent.
Yeah.
So for, you're kind of adding up all the seconds or all the days when you're not feeling it and rubbing your own nose in it, you know. And that's what the song stops. Gives you a bit of
disassociation.
Yeah. And something that's kind of elastic but still gets you to the time.
It's funny with music because we had that, we had a bit of a slight neighbourhood skirmish the other day. With my son, we've got a nice neighbour, an ex-retired doctor, David. The guy goes jambling. He goes jambling, and he's a lovely fella.
He goes where?
He lives up next door to us.
He goes where though? Jambling.
Jambling. He calls that. He's mixed jogging and rambling, and come up with jambling. Okay. So he goes for a jamble. And he's just a...
And you said that to make us warm to him.
he's a warm salt of the earth, ex-GP, stick in the mud, pain in the ass, nice guy. And he's fine. If you want him, he's there. He doesn't... He's the kind of guy, he just likes things as they were. So he takes joy in not being contactable by email, or he's got a really old car that he spends ages doing up because he doesn't like new technology. He's one of those. He's a fairly harmless eccentric,
but tiresome.
But that can be a bit tiresome because he doesn't like you to have extensions on your house because these houses were built to be like this sort of thing. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
So Rudy's playing his music a couple of mornings ago, and it's it tends to be the hip-hop end of the spectrum.
Of course.
And he's flipping around on his head and doing various dance moves and stuff. And Dave was just... He just started to be a bit sort of moany, complaining about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't particularly loud, the music, because I'm aware of that. I'm
he
very
could
aware
just
of
hear
that.
It, yeah.
Just because...
I'm just going to get these buttercups.
Just because he could hear it. But not only that, it was more... Because he could hear it... I said to him, I just shouted over a...
It's more cultural disapproval.
No, I just said, I said, David. He went, yes. I said, obviously Rudy can listen to music. So it's not too loud. He said, no, I don't like the music. To me, that's not valid.
No, it isn't.
It's like.
But it is like.
I know what he's saying.
It's like
saying,
75% of the men on the internet, though.
Yeah, I'm annoyed by this music. So it's like we aren't living in a community, and every now and again you will have to listen to music you don't like. It would be a bit odd if Rudy did like the same music as you.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a tough one, and it just makes everything uncomfortable. You're just like,
yeah.
All right. So, you know, it's.
So get in touch. We'll do a Twitter survey.
Yeah, just
Rudy or David. Who never gets to listen to their music again?
What I'm trying to advocate is a massive pylon. I would say I have a Twitter pylon, but of course he's not on Twitter.
No.
I'm joking, of course he's
Maybe not. Maybe we should ask a female celebrity to ask about it online.
Yeah.
See what kind of responses they get there.
Everyone's got a right to have a moan, don't get me wrong. And if it had been too loud, absolutely fine. But the argument, I don't like that music.
It's not strong,
is
it?
That's not sufficiently valid for me.
No.
Fair? Unfair?
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
David does not like hip-hop. So this is getting a bit trepidatious for you,
isn't it?
It is,
isn't it?
This is a little bit...
Oh, well, we're nearly back.
I hear this. the three here, what you meant to do?
I don't know. It's hard to know. That's a lot of path, isn't it? Oh, nearly fell over again.
You're
it's
right.
The old rule. Don't forget, guys, if you fall over once,
yeah.
You're much more likely,
to fall over again. Yeah. You've set yourself a precedent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I have this thing. I'm really bad at seeing things low to the ground. You know, right. When I broke my toe, it's a big, huge car, heavy cardboard box.
Right.
But it was roughly the same colour as the floor.
Right.
And if the family leave things on the floor, I will trip over them. I don't see them. Yeah. My peripherals don't go below the knee. And when I'm running, coming up a bit at the moment, because I do a lot of running down the middle of the road,
yeah.
And also because the councils are doing loads of getting things done.
Yes.
So they keep beautiful new road surfaces and stuff. And that means there's a surprisingly high number of times when I'm running over an unmarked speed bump.
Right.
Oh, that's a classic. If you want to see me nearly go, I haven't actually gone yet. But the whole scuff your foot in on the speed bump and then go like this.
Yeah. The little...
bit of Spanish dancing.
The little stride into yourself. I'm a very... also, if you're having a little lazy scuttle as opposed to a proper run, a little kind of jambly low to the ground.
Oh, please don't use that verb.
Slippy, slidey, jambly.
It's not a word. I don't like that music.
We're jambling.
I have to say, all right, I'm going to get on my high horse here.
I want to jamble with you.
I'm going to get on my high horse.
Go on then.
It's like when Chris Evans, who it should not go unnoted, then went on to like run really fast marathons and get really keen. When he first started running, he called it shuffling, right?
Right, yeah.
It is a power play.
Yeah.
David Saint Jamling is a power play. Because what it is, it's the same as when people say guilty pleasure. What they're saying is, I like doing this, but I still reserve the right to say that the other people who do it are foolish.
Yeah.
And that is not viable.
And not others. I remember once Caitlin Moran, who I think is a brilliant writer, by the way. I think she's fantastic. But
and she's right. She lives right near here. So keep your voice down.
She redefined running. She called it. She kind of called it a disco or something. She kind of called it. A sort of mobile, a self-propelled mobile disco or something. Like it was sort of dancing on. Just something that was totally wrong.
Yeah.
Totally everything that it's. I sort of get what she wants.
Yeah.
But it's not that.
Yeah. And in every one of these situations, if it isn't what I'm saying, it isn't what I'm saying. But generally. If it is the person saying, it means I think it's good, but I can still disapprove of you if you think it's good.
Yeah, and I can do it whilst disassociate myself from everyone else who's doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when I run, I'm with everyone who's running at whatever pace.
We are.
I'm with you, do you know what I mean?
We are with one another.
That's it.
At a distance.
It's funny that we've actually stumbled upon a subject that we did talk about a bit this week online. And we've got a few minutes left to talk about it. That thing of what is the root of this resentment?
Well, I think that the original person called it. They said, and I think I get this from all angles. As I think that there is a sense of high horsiness. I think people think that people who are running are saying to them, "You should be running."
Right.
And they resent that.
Yeah, they're saying that they're better than them but through the act of
running.
Yeah,
like, so any of these people might think that by passing them now, we're saying, you ought to do what we're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really aren't.
No, we're not.
But to be fair to that point of view, people do.
Some people.
There's plenty of people running who really think that the people who don't run should be running.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's something in it.
Yes.
But on the other hand, as I was saying online, meanwhile, loads of people are running. Are running because they feel insecure. You know,
yes.
I want to feel better about myself, so I'm going to go running.
Yeah.
It's basically a clash of the insecurities, isn't it?
It's a bit like that thing of people think you go to church because you think you're better.
Yeah.
Well, most people go to church because they know they're worse, sort of thing. It's one of those.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. But I did put forward. I posited the notion that some people as well resent the freedom that running,
yeah,
that it is to run, and they think it's something that they can never do.
Yeah.
And I think there is sometimes just a basic resentment of those who can.
Yeah,
I think that comes from a lack of realisation that they could too if they could.
Yeah, anyone could. It's like the art thing, isn't it? Yeah. There's so much conversation at Grayson's Art Club, and you'll think the other day, just the way people in general, and I think maybe even more people in Britain will say, oh, I'm terrible at it. I can't do it. I'm no good. I'm not any good.
Yeah.
Is it only a British thing for runners to say, I'm not really a runner?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
You know, and it's like everyone is, everyone can.
It's not about being good at it.
But equally, like you say, the comparison with religion is strong because, you know, ultimately, everyone has to remember that there's more than one answer.
Yes, yeah.
And people don't always remember this. And look at the women internet, you know. There are just different answers.
But imagine,
if you don't like that kind of music, you still have to live in a world with some people who do. They might even be spinning on their heads next door.
But culturally, though, can you imagine if a runner went running with a walking stick, taser, sword, to make sure everyone was 2 metres away from there?
Yeah, I think the weaponising of the stick happened in your mind. But I know what you're saying.
I mean, she was holding it out. She said, this is what I... And she held
was
it
looking
in that direction.
And in fact, the look that old guy in the woods in Huggett Woods gave us was weaponised, wasn't it? He made me vomit. I was on my knees for a few minutes.
We've got to let this. Got to let all this go. These steps have been used a lot for exercise during lockdown. They've had a great corona.
Well, let's get a picture.
A lot of people... Hey, love. Hiya. A lot of people sprint running up and down there, sort of doing...
Well, they're a lovely size, aren't they? They're tempting for that.
It's just enough, yeah. It's not actually enough to really get a burn on, but it's quite nice.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to do some sprints up there.
Yeah, it's really good. I would rather go up a mountain, though, wouldn't you?
That was beautiful. I also think part of the thing against runners as well, during this...
Oh no, Olaf from Frozen has had a terrible accident. Because that's his snowman arm. Never mind. Sorry, another thing about
runners. During this crisis is that it's been seen that running's actually, you know, good for you as well in terms of not getting ill as well. So it's like, that's fed into it as well.
Yeah.
People do it to get fitter so that they feel less prone, and the people who aren't doing it thinking, oh, they're getting fitter so they're less prone, but in doing it, they're increasing my chances, sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but also, and it momentum. Has to be said in the full spirit of balance, but you know exactly what I mean. There are also, here in London in particular, if you are anyone, a runner, a walker, an old person, a young person, and you go out, there is the possibility that someone will literally run right past you, like closer than we've got to each other at any point today, literally going...
Yeah, totes.
And that's some stressful
stuff. That's out of
stuff.
Order, yeah.
So,
but what a great morning.
Ultimately, I'm going to come up to the road, so we've got another
minute. What a fantastic morning.
It's been beautiful, glorious. And I think we've covered some things, and it just feels nice.
Yeah.
I've worked through that little injury I picked up at the weekend, but that wasn't a running injury.
Right. No, we've kind of... we're still in limbo, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we're still in
lockdown. We're still in an eventless limbo, but the sun's shining. We're not injured. We're fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, fitness is changing in a really interesting way.
I'm two bottles into a Prosecco orange juice hangover.
Got some open Prosecco in my house. I might go home and try and catch you up.
Yeah. And you're going to run home now?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice, mate.
So
this is why your mileage is going up as well, isn't it? There's no lifts anymore. There's no public transport.
Well, specifically, I'm running two places and then running around them and then running back. And it adds the miles, and I don't mind.
It's a real kind of childlike state as well, isn't it?
It's very natural, you know. Well, you were saying last week, that I had...
Here we go.
That I was working towards events, you know.
Yeah.
And I do use that to get the mileage up, and now I'm doing it without the events. And
yeah, that's great.
It's loosening. It's exciting.
That's great, yeah.
So run on and keep in touch, and remember, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, if you don't like that music... That's the way it's going to be.
David.
Anyway, part two of the Sienna Miller interview is out next week.
And send us lovely pictures where you're running. I mean, we've got some pictures out from this morning, which will be nice, won't they? Absolutely glorious. A bus just went past with, I think, one person on it.
These are so nice, these New Balance shorts. So if
they
I take this picture...
What? They are very nice, aren't they?
I think they're great. I wish they'd sent me some, but I tell you another thing. Anyone who says they're rubbish is wrong. They need to get a bit closer. They're really nice shorts.
Glorious. I'm really enjoying those.
All right, that's enough. concerned to Gut Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.